Cubs baseball back on the airways for you again tonight, taking on the Dodgers. 9:35, the coverage starts on your home for the Chicago Cubs. 101.7 The Hammer. Still to come, Greg Goff will join us. He is the new skipper for Purdue baseball. He joins us here in about 15 minutes or so. I'm Jared, that's Kyle. Let's go directly to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Alan Karp at goldandblack.com. He's with us right now. Good morning, Al. And that's the big news of the day yesterday is Mike Babinski wasting very little time and naming Greg Goff the new head man at Purdue baseball. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously an important time of the year when you have that type of transition. You know, when Woz was hired, you didn't know how long he was going to be here. And when Oregon had its opening, it's not shocking that he left. Though I think he made, and Kyle could speak to this a lot more than I can, but what the impact he made on the program was important, though they had a very disappointing year. You know, I don't know a lot about Greg Goff. Obviously, he's got head coaching experience. He's had some success as a head coach. He's had some failures as a head coach. I mean, and that may, you know, at Alabama, only a one-year stint and a little bit of controversy down there that he's going to have to, but you have to hope that he's matured, and that's been part of the process. And Mike Babinski, you got to remember, too, a former Notre Dame pitcher. He knows baseball, knows coaches, Ed Howard also involved with the search. So you have to think that Purdue has at least landed with an experienced guy that hopefully can bring this program back to where it was a year ago at this time, because it was a disappointing year, to say the least, for the Boilermakers in 2019.
Yeah, I think Purdue trying to do its best to keep a little bit of momentum on its side, built up by Mark Wasikowski. And, of course, this year wasn't what it wanted to be. But, you know, maybe you look at that, think there's a young team that then had some injuries as well, and feel like this one's a little bit of an outlier as far as where Purdue is headed. We've seen Purdue do this kind of thing over the years, promote a guy, and this isn't the, quote, coach-in-waiting kind of scenario that we have seen before, but they're promoting from within. At times that has worked, at times it hasn't at Purdue, but they'll give it a shot in this particular instance.
Well, I think the interesting thing, too, is that Mike Babinski hasn't, you know, maybe more on internal hires as opposed to coaching hires, but has looked outside the system a little bit more than usual. So hiring somebody that has been around, that's a known quantity, at least in terms of a coaching experience, has been around the program and allows that relatively seamless transition to happen. As you know, Kyle, far more than I do, baseball is one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult sport to recruit in. In fact, when you have 11 and a half scholarships or whatever it is, and you got to put that puzzle together, you need to hit the ground running. And I think this at least gives Purdue an opportunity to get that done.
And you have to do that, and you got a guy who I assume Purdue gave pretty significant financials to get picked in the top 50 of the MLB draft, and he decides to move on there. So now you've got extra money to play with here during this offseason for guys who could immediately come in to contribute. There are just layers upon layers of complexity, I think, to recruiting to college baseball. Jared?
Alan Karpik on goldandblack.com with us here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Alan, now that the seasons are all finally with track wrapping up, now the sports season is done. So I know you've been taking a look back at the top five stories from the sports season. I think we all kind of have our own opinion on maybe what is the top one. I don't know. Maybe we have a consensus on what the top story
top
is.
Top story is probably clear.
Ohio
State. Come on. It's basketball.
Thinking? You think so?
Oh,
I don't know. Well, let's ask Alan. Alan, where did you fall out here on your list of the top five stories?
Well, I'll preface it a little bit by saying that an amazing year. When you look at the top five stories, at least my list, and again, I know that on our site over the next couple of weeks, Tom Dienhardt will be breaking down kind of his list, which is not exactly the same as mine. And I'm sure mine isn't the same as your guys, but you know, Carson Edwards' run, just to his experience, or what we saw on him in the NCAA tournament. And you kind of have to, and when you put that list together, you have to separate them things. You can't lop Carson Edwards in completely. In my view, there's two stories there. You got that, and you also have the run of the men's basketball team in the NCAA tournament. They're intertwined to some extent, to a great extent, but I think they're separate stories. But I had Edwards' run number five, beating Ohio State 49-20 as number four. And that, again, is a, there's obviously another story in that game. But the fact, just of what happened on the field and the fact that Purdue blew out the number two team in Ohio State is still shocking to me. The NCAA run, I had number three. Jeff Brohm staying is number two. You could argue that one just because the importance of that. But my number one story is Tyler Trent. And I don't know how you, for me, it's hard to go any other place just because of what his impact was. Yes, on the Purdue Ohio State game, but also on just the impact on Purdue University, Purdue sports, the entire country, maybe parts of the entire world, his battle and his inspiration that he provided all of us.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. Number one, I think, as far as the impact on Purdue. Nice that you're setting in the TV18 studio there, and we can hear your announcement in the background.
Right, I know that's the beauty of being here on Friday morning.
Love live radio.
I've had to put that list together in years past.
Yes.
And there have been some years in which it was hard to get to five relevant stories
absolutely.
In Purdue athletics. You came up with five right there that are pretty relevant and pretty huge. I mean, it had been a pretty good athletic year for the Boilermakers.
And any one of those five stories could have been the number one.
I mean,
especially in some of the years I know that you've had to do it. And this is no disrespect to other programs at Purdue, but it is. It'll be interesting to see what Tom does 10-6. But and he may mix these up at least on our side here over the next couple of weeks. But I think it has been an amazing year. And it's hard to minimize just the impact that Purdue sports has had on a national level because the Brohm story was a national story. Obviously, Purdue beating Ohio State was a national story. Carson Edwards was arguably the story of the NCAA tournament, or at least one of the top two. And Tyler Trent, maybe one of the great stories of the sports world in 2018. So, those are an extremely relevant story. In my years of doing this, nothing comes close to this.
Yeah.
In terms of that. So I think that your point is well taken.
And, of course, keep an eye out for those articles on goldenblack.com. As Al has pointed out, which makes the perfect Father's Day gift this year. So,
yeah.
As Alan likes to say, operators are standing by, correct?
They are, and I'm still waiting for my Father's Day gift, but I'm not sure I'll get that from my kids. I'm not sure what I'll get this year, but I may not get anything. But, no, it is, and it's kind of, it's a funny time of year in a lot of ways in sports, especially in college sports. It's a slow time of year, good time to reflect. I know that the NHL and the NBA were wrapping up this week, but it is a little bit of that. It is time to do that, but we'll be into it big time here. It's amazing. About 6 weeks from now, we'll be at Big Ten Media Day. So that's how fast this summer will go in terms of Purdue football and Purdue sports.
I think the off season gets shorter and shorter every year, Al.
It's nuts. Like I said, people ask me privately, well, can you wait till August 30th? Heck yes, I can wait till August 30th. I don't get me wrong. I'm excited about Purdue Nevada on Friday night. But I like summer, and I like the opportunity to, like a morning like this where the sun is up. You guys have been up long before I was, but it is nice to have good weather. Well, we can't say we've had good weather here, but we are having weather, and that part of it, I don't wish the summer away. That's what happens when you're old, though. You don't wish summers away at any point in time.
Yeah, but Alan's also got probably another like 5K in running over the two of us combined, too. So, Alan's
this morning,
up.
Yeah.
By the way, Al, if you're not sure what you're getting for Father's Day, what does an Alan Karpik want for Father's Day? In case the kids are listening, what is a good Father's Day gift for Alan Karpik?
Well, I know my kids are—they're listening on the app, which is a good thing. So I can promise you that right now. But what I want, what my best Father's Day gift, and they got it for me last year. It's because I tend to forget stuff, so I got those little tiles that you can put in your wallet and on your keys, so you
get
a little button. Remember stuff. Those are really good, but it's the gift that keeps on giving all year long, or so to speak, because they run out in a year. So I'll be getting, I think for the next several years, I'll be getting those little tiles. Those are awesome. So I'm guessing, I saw the Amazon box on the doorstop step yesterday. I'm guessing that's the leader in the clubhouse for the Father's Day.
No peeking.
And it's a good Father's Day.
No peeking, buddy. All right. You got to be surprised. All right. Wait. Al Carp at goldenblack.com. He's always amazing with us on Fridays. And make sure you check out goldenblack.com. Lots of recruiting and camp news going on there right now. Brian Newbert's doing a good job. And then keep an eye out for those articles from both Tom and from Alan. We'll enjoy reading them. Alan, thank you so much, buddy. We'll check in with you again next Friday, okay?
All right, guys. Have a great rest of the show. Thanks so much.
Take care, bud. All right, coming up next, Greg Goff is going to be our guest. He is the new skipper for Purdue baseball. We'll catch up with him when we come back on 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7 The Hammer.